This audio is brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your local agent and good neighbour. Alicia has got you covered with personalised service and reliable coverage for all your insurance needs. Call or stop by her office on Hart Street in Buffalo and see how she can help you save and protect what matters most to you. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
Approval of the minutes of the September 3rd, 2024 regular meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Motion is second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Enter into a public hearing for mineral royalty grant application Buffalo Wells Project. Is there any public comment? How about we have some pseudo public comment?
Mr. Mayor, Council, Jeff Barron, WWC Engineering. This resolution is the application of a mineral royalty grant. The grant is for the Buffalo Wells project. As you know, the City of Buffalo has approved an additional $1.2 million of its reserve funds to see that this project has moved forward. This grant is an effort to offset that contribution in the form of a grant application through the State Land and Investment Board. We're seeking $479,570 towards that effort. If you have any questions, I'm happy to entertain.
This is through SLIB?
This is through SLIB.
I don't have any questions for this time.
Thank you.
Any public comment? Public comment? Public comment? Hearing none. We'll exit the public hearing for the mineral royalty grant application. No unfinished business, new business. Can I get a motion to approve Councilman Madden's September 3rd meeting absence?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Proclamation. Can everybody hear me? Good. Proclamation, Office of the Mayor, City of Buffalo, Wyoming. Whereas September 17, 2024 marks the 237th anniversary of the drafting of the Constitution of the United States of America by the Constitutional Convention, and whereas it is fitting and proper to accord official recognition to this magnificent document and its memorable anniversary and to the patriotic celebrations which will commemorate the occasion. And whereas Public Law 915 guarantees the issuing of a proclamation each year by the President of the United States designating September 17th through September 23rd as Constitution Week. Now therefore, I, Shane Schrader, Mayor of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, do hereby proclaim September 17th through the 2024 as Constitutional Week, and ask our citizens to reaffirm the ideals the framers of the Constitution had in 1787 by vigilantly protecting the freedoms guaranteed to us through this guardian of our liberties, remembering that lost rights may never be regained.
Anybody here to accept it?
I knew you'd be here.
I saw you come in.
Rachel,
here's
your picture.
Yes.
I'll bring the camera, she'll fix it. Reed Davidson. Meadowlark Trunk or Treat event.
Well, Council, Mr. Mayor. I'm representing the PTO, the Parent Teacher Organization for Meadowlark Elementary, and asking for a street closure on Halloween for Trunk or Treat.
And that's South Burritt from Brock to Conrad?
Yep, exactly.
From 4:30 to 3 p.m.
Perfect.
Chief, any issues?
Looking forward to it.
I don't see a dentist here to complain about it, so we're going to do it. Can I get a motion to authorize a street closure for Meadowlark's Trunk or Treat, South Burritt, Brock to Conrad from 12:30 to 3 p.m. And what day is that?
Halloween.
I will so move.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Buy your candy, folks.
Aye.
The kids are waiting.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. Ms. Jennifer with the Johnson County Library. Specific purpose tax ballot question.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
We're wonderfully well. How are you?
Good.
Haven't seen you
since
this
morning. I feel like I'm in the hot seat. I know. When I was late.
Never the hot seat.
So, what questions do you have for us today as far as that specific purpose tax goes? We need to remove ourselves from that because we received the grant through ARPA for $2.6 million to complete our project.
And do you know the name of the grant? Because it's about this long.
I left my paper. There it is. Wait, I did put it in my pocket. Wyoming Library Multipurpose Community Facility Program.
Okay, that was for the 2.6.
Mm-hmm.
Councilman?
Well, I just had a question on whether or not you have anything planned as far as educating the public prior to this vote.
Oh, yes, we do. We discussed that with the commissioners this morning, and we're meeting with our supporting foundation tonight to discuss it further.
Okay.
They have hired an advertising agency out of Casper, but we want to be sure that we have consistency in the information that's being presented so that we don't cause any confusion.
Mm-hmm.
The commissioners this morning agreed to post signs at where everybody gets a ballot.
Right.
And because the three things that were on that six penny tax are separated out.
Yeah.
We want to be real sure that we're not informing people that we're pulling anything but ours out.
Yeah, make sure you do that.
Yeah, I know. I know. I gotcha. So we are looking to have consistency in the communication that is sent out.
You know, there'll be a lot of questions about it, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
I don't have any questions, just that I'm happy for you and look forward to Casey getting the library.
Gives us some
Mr.
hope
Green's
for the future.
Mr. Green's going to be the head librarian there.
He kind of already is, right? I kid.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, thank
happy
you.
For you.
Have a good night.
Mm-hmm. Bid results, Wells Transmission System. Somebody can come up.
chit-chat about it.
Mr. Mayor, Council, this is the bid award for the Buffalo Wells project. For the pleasure of the council, we have three bidders, one of which was over the engineer's estimate, 131%, two that were below, and one that was the apparent low bidder, Wyodak Energy Services. We reviewed the bids and the bid materials. Everything is present and in order. We recommend award of the bid to Wyodak Energy Services, LLC.
Of Buffalo.
I'll stand for any questions.
Do you have any questions? Can I get a motion to approve the Wyodak Energy Services bid for the Buffalo Wells project at $2,238,147.76?
So moved.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Pass.
Mayor, can you give me that number again?
That number is $2,238,147.76.
Thank you.
Resolution 1484, resolution authorizing submission of a federal mineral royalties capital construction account grant application of the State Loan and Investment Board on behalf of the governing body for the town of the city of Buffalo, Wyoming, and that was the $479,575 that was spoken about before. Council, can I get a motion to adopt resolution 1484?
I would move we adopt resolution 1484.
Second. I have a motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 1484 passes. Resolution 1485.
That's getting the steps in.
Resolution 1485, resolution authorizing submission of a grant request from the Wyoming Water Development Office, WWDO, sponsoring contingency fund on behalf of the governing body of the town of Buffalo, Wyoming.
Mr. Mayor, Council, Jeff Barron, WWC Engineering.
Welcome back.
This resolution is for the application of a Water Development Office grant in the amount of $737,061. This is an effort to approach the Water Development Office's contingency fund for bids that exceed the engineer's estimate. The engineer's estimate for the Buffalo Wells project for the current version, bids were underneath that, but the original estimate in 2018, the bids received were some 40% over and above that amount. The city of Buffalo in the original grant application had put forth $609,840 towards that effort. This application seeks a maximum amount of the $737,061, but then offers opportunities for the Water Development Office to look at options. They've got limited amount of funding, so this is the best option to give flexibility to again recoup those excess funds that the city has put forward. So we're also giving an option for a 33% match at current funding levels and a 50% match. Those requests will then follow at $534,453 or $115,920. And I will stand for any questions related to this resolution.
Any questions for Jeff?
No.
Can I get a motion to adopt resolution 1485, authorizing submission of a grant?
So moved.
Second. Motion in 2 seconds. Any further questions, comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Resolution 1485 passes.
Council, before you is a planning services proposal and agreement from Interstate Engineering. This is to move forward with having a planner. I'm looking over it. The description of work, front desk planning, current planning review, coordination with the Wyoming Department of Transportation, zoning regulation updates, other on-call planning services as needed, and assist with search for a full-time city planner. Looks like the amount is not to exceed $153,000. Is that correct, Madam Clerk?
Yes.
Can I get a motion to enter into the agreement with Interstate Engineering on planning services?
So moved.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion?
I have just one question. It's in the amount to not exceed $153,000. Are they tracking their hours and billing us monthly against that amount? Is that how that works?
Yes.
And then this agreement can be terminated as soon as a full-time city planner is put in place. Okay.
To my understanding, yes. This agreement can be terminated per the termination provisions outlined. So, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? There it is. You can pass that, please. Miss Ashley, step forward, please. Johnson County fire relief request. Street closure, Main Street from 4th to Angus, 3 p.m. to midnight on said date, which is October 19th, I do believe, a noise variance and an open container. Is that correct?
Everything about the open container, Amanda Taylor will take care of that.
Okay.
So with the fire relief fund that's going on with Johnson County, we have, there are several committees. Councilman Madison's on one of them with us, but working with producers, what do you need mental health-wise, supplies, fencing, hay, that sort of thing. But with that comes a lot of expenses, and so we want to involve our community, and community is a big, important piece of the puzzle. But we would like to have a dinner that stretches the length of Main Street. Why Main Street? Publicity. We run it down the middle of Main Street. We have the media's attention from far and wide. This community is building back together as a community.
Yeah.
So, we want to, and let's face it, everybody is still a little upset over no dance in the park at the fair. So we want to kill that bird with a stone, too. We would like to close Main Street off from the bridge to Angus, run big, long, tables, one at least, hopefully two or three tables, the whole length of the street, and essentially have a big community potluck. Our plan is to talk to some specific groups in the community that, hey, can you help us with salads, and can you help us with desserts, and can you help us with meat? And then do a free will offering at the head of each of the line as you go through as a fundraiser. And bring our ranchers to town. A lot of people in our community know who these people are, but they don't realize how they're affected by that ranch. They don't realize they're a leaseholder and they've lost all their grass. They don't realize that this burned up. We want to build that bridge between our community and our fire victims. But then we would like to have a band afterwards and just celebrate that we're all still here and rise from the ashes. Our thought is along the lines of from the ashes to the table, building back as a community. So with that, we would like your permission. I talked with Isaac today from YDOT, and like him and I were talking, essentially, Julie and I had this conversation too, we have to ask from Fort because we don't want traffic turning down the street, getting down here, and then you can't go anywhere. But we're asking for 3 o'clock because we need some time to set up. We'd like to run from 5 to midnight, but it's gonna take us a couple hours to get tables, and we really don't want to be dodging cars and with tables and chairs. But there's no reason you couldn't do local traffic and then turn them down the side so we wouldn't lose all of Main Street on a Saturday afternoon. With that, we have some ideas to working with the local businesses. Currently, Sportsler is doing a percentage of their sales is going to the Johnson County Fire Relief Fund. We have some other some ideas in there too, such as asking businesses to sponsor a table and decorating that table, and just really building a sense of community with our community. So we're really hoping that you would let us close the street for a day and
celebrate what we have to offer here in Johnson County and the people in it. And some resilience, I guess, is the word.
Any questions from the section?
With that on my list, I have you on my list. Okay. We need to talk to you. So you are there.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, I apologize. I missed the date. This was a last minute request.
Oh, yes, sorry. October 19th. Yes. If we go much later, we start looking at snow, and we'll be at the National Faith Convention, so that takes out part of the committee.
The only question I have is there a backup plan for inclement weather?
Wear your slicker.
Wear your slicker?
We'll figure out something. We don't have them yet, but we know we have to come up with something. Yeah.
You need to move it to Bomber Mountain.
Yeah. The fairgrounds or barn would be perfect. But there is a pretty big group of helping, and yeah.
Chief Bissett, any concerns?
Yeah, a lot to get together. I mean, we were just talking to Kevin, just because we have to worry about local traffic, but how do we, you know, without having an officer stationed there?
Yeah, and like I said, that's all on my list to see you next.
But we'll make it happen. We'll just have to figure out the logistics on how traffic, because we have a tractor trailer comes down there that have to do a turnaround on Creekside, you know, so we'll just have to figure that out. But we'll make it happen.
Okay.
Ashley, I think we need to add open container or keep that on because Amanda will have the catering.
Yes, Amanda, I talked to Amanda Taylor today. Our thought was that way we also are involved in the southern end of the county too. And she was very excited at the opportunity. And I said, do I need to send you this paper because I had it? And she says, no, I have a stack of them. You get approved and you're in and I'll take care of mine. I said, okay.
So you can approve the open container as well. Can I get a motion to approve Johnson County Fire Relief Fund event on October 18th?
19th.
Yeah. We'll get this right yet.
Please don't do it the 18th.
We'll get this right yet. For a street closure, Main Street from 4 to Angus, 3 p.m. to midnight, a noise variance, and an open container. Can I get a motion?
I would move we approve this. Oh, it turns out good.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Thank you.
If no other new business, we can move on to reports. Mr. Kirby.
Mr. Mayor and Council, I have
no questions at this time, Council. Mr. Acey.
Good evening, Mayor Council. Just a brief date on some projects in Buffalo. It sounds like Dollar General has security, electrical transformers, so they're looking to get a temporary CO next week for dry stocking, dry goods and stuff like that, and putting all their shelving and stuff up. So I'm going to be doing that inspection next week. Love's is moving along. They're currently boring under the highway now to further put their casing in for our water lines, and then they'll move on to the sewer to get it to their side of the highway. They're going to be moving into insulating here in the next week, so they're moving right along on the interior stuff. Talking with their consultant, they will be trying to get the paving in here before the weather gets too cold and that gets shut down, so they're hoping to get it all paved as far as their parking lot and then and Clear Rock Road. So that's moving along. Other than that, next month I will be attending the International Code Council Conference and Expo, so earning about 4 CEUs on that, so to have my certifications for next year. So, you got any questions for me? Thank you.
Chief.
Good evening, Mayor. Good evening, Council. Really, the only thing I have to report tonight on is we had received a complaint via Facebook. It was brought to my attention that West Fetterman, basically from Klondike to 4th Street, was being used as a drag strip. So I got that on the 9th. So on the 10th, I had an officer go out We conducted a speed survey, so like the morning of the 10th at 7:30 to 8, there were some complaints that there wasn't enough patrolling, that there was speeding, it was unsafe. That area is part of our school zone, so arrival and dismissal in school zones you see us around, that is part of it. But we did have an officer sit there, and so he, on that morning, had 102 speeds collected. The average speed was 21.4 miles an hour. The high speed was 33 miles an hour, and the stop was made, and enforcement action was taken. That day at 11:30, we did put our speed trailer out there at Fetterman and Veterans just to try to slow some folks down. If they are speeding, at least there's a giant sign. I think part of the deal is they're coming off of down the mountain, and they're coming from that higher speed to a 30, and then they're making that quick right. And then it drops to 20, obviously. So just trying to get some people aware of the speed there. He sat out there that afternoon and collected 181 speeds. The average was 20.8 miles an hour. We did that for the next 2 days in the morning, afternoon, and evening. On the 11th and the 12th, averaging between 193 vehicles, the average speed was 22.52 miles an hour. So my one thought is please don't go to Facebook. Please call the police department. Talk to myself. There was a post about they let dispatch know we weren't doing anything. We researched it. There was no call into us. So please call the office. Call me directly if you have to. If we're, you know, have concerns about speeding, we will take care of it. But don't use Facebook. Please come directly to the police department. So for whoever made that complaint, the speed is, you know, obviously we're taking it seriously. We go out there. We did the survey. Folks are obeying the speed limit. We didn't see any reckless driving. A couple folks, you know, stop signs near the Y. Of course, we take that seriously because all the kids at the Y. New West, the two, you know, preschools that are on West Fetterman. So we do have that part of our normal routine patrol. But I just want to address that complaint to make sure in case you guys had any complaints about it, that that's where we were with that. So other than that, that's all I have tonight. Any questions? Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Because I didn't realize Fetterman was that busy.
Yeah, it gets a lot of traffic. For sure. Yep. So, thank you.
Kevin, Public Works.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Don't really have anything to report. Be happy to answer any questions you might have. Thank you.
Major projects. That's you, Steve.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. A quick update on Sunset. They're moving along. We've got the pretty much the sewer into Maple Street from Juniper to Maple, putting the water line in. So they'll be starting on services on that block. They've got concrete in up to Juniper now, which is good to see. So we've got that open, and then we've got driveways temporary for the folks that, you know, from Spruce Street to Juniper, so they can have access to their driveways until they can get back in and get those poured in. But it's moving along. So be happy to answer any questions. Thanks.
No more reports. Are there any oral or written comments? Ma'am.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. How are you?
Peachy.
Okay. Amber Eggers from the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce. And I just wanted to get this ahead of the game, and it's our street request for the annual Monster March. You guys can take a look at that and put it on the next agenda, if that's okay. We are hoping to have quite a bit of activity this year for the Monster March. We have the YDOT snow plow that will be there. We're going to actually utilize the full street since it is going to be closed. We'll have the vendor market in this square from 4 to 7 for those that were in the market before on the Wednesday markets. McDonald's will be part of the Monster March. We'll also have Bonds. We'll be doing some sort of something rather. And this will be on all on our street closure. And if maybe we need to get an event permit pulled too, I'm not sure. But we'll get that and be in touch with Dan. And then we'll have a flash mob with Elite 16 Dance Club and possibly the Jessama Gymnastics team as well. So it'll be kind of fun on October 31st from 4 to 6. And we're looking forward to getting that and who wants this.
Yeah. Thank you. So, Munster March is on the 31st.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole lot of candy in your day.
It's a lot of candy, yeah.
That's candy overload.
I'm not a dentist.
Can I come dressed as a kid?
Sure, we'd allow you. We don't turn anything
my,
on.
My mentality matches it. Okay. Well, we're looking forward to Munster March. Are there any other oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Hearing none. Announcements. Department head meeting, October 1st at 7 a.m. City county meeting, October 15th at 7 a.m. City council meetings are October 1st and 15th at 5 p.m. And City Hall is closed on October 14th. Is there any more business before the council? By the council?
I just have a, I guess, a heads up, I guess you call it, but I'm going to bring a change in the ordinance for the transient merchant fees. So if any of the fellow council people have ideas that they would like for me to consider as far as pricing goes, I've got some numbers out there, but I don't want to bring them up until I've heard from you folks if you have anything to add.
Anything else?
No, that's all.
Okay. No more business before the council. Can I get a motion to approve the bills as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Have a good evening, everybody. Yeah.
This audio was brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.